Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Second hour on this Tuesday. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is officially the NFL offseason, and we are looking ahead to big decisions for the Titans, free agency, the draft, even before that, cap casualties. We're going to do all of it right now and see if we can do our best Mike Borgonzi impression, see what the Titans can do in one offseason with the resources they have. So I found this website. It's been kind of circulating around Twitter. StickToTheModel.com has a BAGM feature where you can kind of go through every aspect of the NFL offseason. So we're going to go through this. There are three of us here, me, Nick, and Parker. So if there are any discrepancies, we're going to vote. And we're going to see where we end up. Let's start with what we're going to do with the current roster. So it allows you to manage the cap. You can cut, you can restructure, you can extend, you can franchise tag players. Let's start with Jeffrey Simmons. Do we think Jeffrey Simmons deserves an extension this offseason?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes too. I think he deserves an extension. So if we look at the extension here, I'm going to just stick with what the website gives me.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to give me a certain amount of money for these players. So we're going to go with this. It is going to be a total deal of 5 years, $143 million, adding 3 years and $89 million of new money to his contract. So we're going to extend Jeffrey Simmons. That's our first move. And that saves $9 million against the cap for us.
Wow.
And I will say the Titans started with $105 million in cap, according to this website. So there we go. Jeffrey Simmons is extended. Next up, Calvin Ridley. What do we do with Calvin Ridley?
See you, buddy.
I agree. I think they cut him. Parker, deuces?
Yep, deuces to Calvin Ridley.
I also will mention, if you've used this website before, there is a trades feature, and I'm going to skip it because it's just completely unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It has teams offering like second-round picks for Calvin Ridley and third-round picks for Tony Pollard. Obviously, if that was to happen, we would do it, but I don't think that's realistic. We will be cutting Calvin Ridley. That saves $14 million against the cap with $13 million in dead money. So there you go. Calvin Ridley, gone. Legarius Sneed, easy one. See ya.
Sign all right.
All right. Legarius Sneed cut as well. That saves $12 million against the cap with $8 million in dead money. Let's see. Lloyd Cushenberry. Think you keep him around? I'm leaning towards yes.
Yes.
You need a center, and it's not going to be Corey Levin.
Right. And unless you think Jackson Slater is a viable option at center, or you – it's another hole you're creating – for yourself when you already have too many. So Lloyd Cushenberry is going to stick around. Tony Pollard, I think this is the one that there might be some debate on. Do we think you should keep Tony Pollard and try and upgrade either in free agency or in the draft? If you were to cut Tony Pollard, it would only be $2 million in dead cap, and it would save you a net savings of $7.3 million. We are already at $140 million in cap space.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's okay to keep him around. I think you can keep him around for one more year.
You want to keep him? I'm going to go cut him.
Really?
Parker?
So I talked to a former NFL quarterbacks coach yesterday, and I asked him, you know, how long should you give a quarterback before you know if he's going to be any good or not? And he answered very simply, until you get a better one. I think you can get a better running back than Tony Pollard, right, whether that's Breece Hall or Kenneth Walker. So I'm going to go cut Tony Pollard and try to get one of those two.
All right. Tony Pollard is cut. So – looking at what we've done so far, we have extended Jeffrey Simmons, cut Calvin Ridley, Legarius Sneed, and Tony Pollard. And again, if you're just joining us, we are simulating the entire offseason for the Titans. We're going through every step of it, and we're going to see where the roster ends up at the end of the hour. Another question I had here before we move on to free agency, actually two players I want to get to, and then we'll move on to free agency. Peter Skoronski, is it now the time to extend him?
Yes.
I agree. You're 3 years in. You're going to pick up the fifth-year option most likely, but I think you feel good enough about Skoronski. Let's see. If you extend him, this has a four-year deal. That doesn't seem right. I'm going to change the money on this one because it's saying his market rate is $1.5 million a year.
Mine says, yeah, that ain't
this. This says extend Peter Skoronski. It would cost you 4 years, $6 million. I have to think that Peter Skoronski is going to get more money than that.
Yeah, mine says 4 years, 11.7.
Okay, then mine must be wrong. I will change it to that.
Yeah, 4 years, 11.7, and the new money would be $5 million.
All right, it's not letting me do that.
Hmm.
We will.
Yeah, there's like a maximum. That might be.
I don't understand why it has him at $1.5 million.
That makes no
sense. Like Peter Skoronski, borderline All Pro at guard, and it's like, yeah, give him the veteran minimum.
Maybe. Oh, click extend only. Maybe.
Can you? Yeah, let me try that.
Maybe that's it. No.
No. Still will only let me give him up to $2.4 million a year. Hmm. So we're just going to – it's not like it affects the roster at all.
No.
I don't think it would change the cap all that much. But we're going to say, in spirit, we're going to extend Peter Skoronski because
yes.
I can't get the money to work here. Xavier Woods, that's the last one I want to talk about here.
Hmm. I mean, at this point, just keep him around for a body.
Yeah, it's a $5 million cap hit. If you cut him, it would save you four, but like you've got $147 million in cap space. I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
So there we go. That is our cap management to start off this simulation. The moves we made, extended Jeffrey Simmons, added 3 new years to his deal, and then also cut L'Jarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, and Tony Pollard. The trades, before we go to break and go to free agency,
mm-hmm.
Do we trade Will Levis?
Maybe a draft day potential. I'll stay with no.
Let's see if I'm going to add Will Levis to this trade here and see what we could get back for him. If I can find him in here. All right, Will Levis.
There he is.
So if you trade Will Levis, what's a good team for Will Levis to go to?
Somewhere out west. Like
out west.
Send him to Minnesota, send him to L.A., send him to San Fran.
How about the Rams? How about Sean McVay? All right, let's try and send him to Sean McVay. So they've got the cap space. There's no worry there. Let's see. If we add a pick, I think maybe like 167. Is that a fifth-round pick? Let's try that.
Somewhere around that.
Yeah, fifth-round pick number 167. Let's see if we can get that. Offer trade. Trade accepted.
Okay. All right,
we got a fifth-round pick for Will Levis. So there you go. Will Levis is gone, and now we can move on to free agency. Again, we are simulating the entire Titans offseason this hour, from free agency through the draft. We're going to see where this team ends up at the end of the hour. So far, the moves we've made, extended Jeffrey Simmons, adding 3 new years to his deal. We've got L'Jarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard. They are cap casualties, adding the total cap space now to $150 million for the Titans. Will Levis has been traded for a fifth-round pick to the Los Angeles Rams. When we come back, free agency. Who do the Titans grab in the secondary? Who do they grab at wide receiver? Do we get a backup quarterback, a running back? Lots of options for the Titans with, again, now $150 million in cap space based on the moves we just made. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. If you have ideas of how the Titans should go about their offseason, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Free agency up next in our Titans offseason simulation. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you. We're spending this hour simulating the Titans offseason. Just an early look with everything on the table. So we've already managed some of the cap, cutting L'Jarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard. We extended Jeffrey Simmons, and we traded Will Levis to the Rams for a fifth-round pick. All right, let's get into free agency. Let's start with the pending free agents for the Titans. I think it's pretty safe some of these restricted guys that you could bring back. So, like, Bryce Oliver is an exclusive rights free agent. I think you bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll make an offer to him. He is accepted. So we've got Bryce Oliver back. I'm just going to go through some of these guys. Like, C.J. Ravenel, we'll make him an offer. Boom, he's back. Daryl Baker. Do you think Daryl Baker should be back? He's a restricted free agent.
I think so.
I think you need depth at corner, and if he's your fifth or sixth corner, I think you feel pretty good about that. So 1 year, $3.8 million, boom, and he's back. Jihad Ward, You think he needs to be back? I kind of like him as a rotational pass rusher.
Yeah, especially with the young, I guess, talent you possibly are bringing in, and you don't know what you got with Femi. I think, yeah, you got to bring him
back. He's 32, so let's offer him a one-year deal. We'll say like $7 million. And he said no.
Probably 8, maybe 9.
It says 10.
He accepted 9 for 1 year.
I'm going to say walk away. I'm going to say he doesn't want to come here. Okay. So we're no Jihad Ward. Anybody else for the Titans? I know Chig's a big name. How do you guys feel about bringing Chig back? I kind of lean away from it.
I'm in the camp of re-signing Chig Okonkwo.
Okay.
I mean, I know the thing online about him saying his goodbyes, whatever it may be, but maybe like a 2-year deal.
What do you think, Parker? You want to bring Chig back?
I want to bring him back.
Okay.
But it's purely because of the impact that he can have in the open field by just getting him the football. We know that he's not a good blocker, but I'd be down to bring him back on a 1 to 2 year deal, cheap deal.
What do you think? 2 years, $23 million total.
Like 2 years, $10 million.
You think you could go lower?
It said 11.5 is market value. Let's try 2 years, $10 million a year. He said no. We'll go to 11.3. Okay. I don't care. 11.3, he is back. 2 years, $22 million for Chig Okonkwo. So the Titans re-signing some of the old pieces. I'm going to say no on Ali Udo, no on Arden Key, no on Kevin Zeitler. We said no on Jihad Ward.
Correct.
How about Sebastian Joseph Day?
I'm in for that.
Bring him back. He's pretty cheap. Let's bring him back. That's not a... We'll do $5 million a year for 1 year?
Yeah.
There we go. He accepted.
That works.
All right. So we've gone through the impending free agents. Specialist. You want to just bring all of the three of them back?
Yep.
Sly, Cox, Hacker?
Yep.
All right. Let's do that. I'm just going to go with the market value for all these guys because they're specialists. So, all right. So after re-signing free agents from the Titans, the Titans have $115 million in cash.
Corey
space.
Levin. Corey
Levin?
Yep.
Let's bring him back too. Why not? All right. $2 million a year for Corey Levin over 2 years. Boom. All right. So Titans have brought back a bunch of their own free agents. $113 million still to spend in cap space. So above what we started with, but with the cap casualties, was kind of able to pay for some of that. Chig Okonkwo is back in the fold. Where do we start as we enter the open market? What's the big need that you're looking at in free agency?
I think you got to go corner. You got to find a
corner. I think that's where I'm most confident the Titans are going to spend big money. So let's see. Big names here, Tariq Woolen. Mm-hmm. You've got Alante Taylor, Jalen Watson. Any names standing out there?
I mean, Alante Taylor seems like a...
I like Alante Taylor. You like that, Parker? All right, let's bring the former Vol back home. This says 11.3 a year. So let's offer him 12 over 4 years. Years, $48 million.
That's fair.
He is accepted. So Alante Taylor is now starting at cornerback for the Titans. Anybody else at cornerback that you think would be worthy to bring in? I think you need another signing here. I don't know if it needs to be top of the market. Like, he's 30. I don't know. I was going to say Rock Ya-Sin.
There's one name that is still sticking out to me. Not a cornerback, but a safety.
Safety?
Kevin Byard.
You want to bring KB back? I'm with you on
Why
that.
Why not?
Let's bring KB back. How much is he going to cost? That's the question.
Yeah, the question
it
is...
It says $8 million a year.
Well, my market value is saying, it's above market value.
This says $8.6 million is market value.
Yeah.
You want to say, offer him 8 for a 2-year deal to come back?
So 4 AAV is what you're saying?
No, 8 AAV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah.
That feels like a lot for a guy who's probably going to be your fourth safety. You know what? I'm gonna vote no here. Parker, what are your thoughts? I'm going to say if it's going to cost you that much, the sentimental value isn't worth it for a guy who's probably going to be just in the mix at safety instead of one of your key players.
So who's the skin?
Kevin Byard.
I'd say you could probably go get a younger guy. But if you could bring him back on like a 1-year cheap deal,
How about 1 year, $8 million? And I don't mean to say he's going to be your fourth safety.
Because
that's
he
not
still
what I mean.
Led the league in turnovers
last
year.
But like, I more meant that that's a position group you're already deep in. Let's say 1 year, $8 million. He said no. It says 8.6 for 1 year.
That's paid.
All right, let's do it.
It's actually 600K. It's
welcome back, the mayor of Murfreesboro. He is going to add the final depth pieces to the safety room. Anyone else in the secondary? I think you need one more body in there as like maybe a rotational guy. How about this one? I know he's been disappointing from where he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Okuda. He's only 27, and this only has him costing like $2 million a year.
I wouldn't be opposed of it.
Just as a depth piece. You got Alante Taylor in there now. You're bringing back Marcus Harris. I think you like Micah Robinson as a depth guy. We brought back Daryl Baker. I think the Titans are going to use a draft pick here too. But let's bring Jeff Okuda as a high-ceiling project for, let's say, just a one-year, $2.5 million deal.
Generous. Okay.
Boom. All right. Done at cornerback, I think, in free agency.
Yeah.
Where else? Let's go wide receiver. I think wide receiver is the other place that you could look and say the Titans are going to spend some big money. George Pickens is off the board. He's going to get tagged.
Right.
Who are you looking at? Is it Alec Pierce that you're in on here? Or maybe a Romeo Doubs, Juwan Jennings?
I'm torn with this. Like, you could go the full-on, let's go grab that wide receiver that everybody knows will be a marriage to Brian Daboll. And Parker's the one that mentioned this a few weeks
ago. Wandell Robinson.
Wandell Robinson.
He's only 25. I just wonder if he fits the mold if you think Chim Dike is going to take a step this year.
Right. I mean, you could do that. Look, if you grab an Alec Pierce, to me that's like adding another slot guy. And again, I don't.
He's 6'2".
Really?
Yeah.
He's a
vertical threat.
That is a quiet 6'2".
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not sold on Alec Pierce. I'm just not.
All right. How about Romeo Doubs? I kind of like it because Juwan Jennings is 29, and I think it's going to cost you about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Doubs is 26. I heard Robbie talking this morning about how he's a good red zone threat. I kind of like Romeo Doubs as the middle of the pack guy. What do you think, Parker?
I'd be fine with Romeo Doubs.
All right, let's sign Romeo Doubs. This says $24 million a year. I'm going to try and bring that down a little bit.
That is.
Let's try 22 and a half.
Okay.
Over 4 years. So $90 million, is that right?
Yeah.
$90 million over 4 years for Romeo Doubs. Rejected, man. Mm. All right, we're just going to pay it. It's a 1.7 a year. All right, so Romeo Doubs is brought in. So, based on what it's looking like right now, the Titans have cut Calvin Ridley, cut Lajarius Sneed, cut Tony Pollard, extended Jeffrey Simmons, traded Will Levis. I'm not going to go through all of the guys we brought back, but the big moves in free agency so far, bringing in Alante Taylor and Romeo Doubs, Kevin Byard comes back, and then Jeff Okuda is a project at cornerback. Let's go running back next.
Okay.
I like running back here. I think we did cut Tony Pollard.
Yep.
Is it Breece Hall? Is that the name here? Kenneth Walker is out there in this scenario.
They're both around the same price. I think Breece Hall is $1 million more.
That's what it has here. It has Breece Hall at $11 million, Kenneth Walker at $10 million.
Go after the big ribeye steak. What are we talking? This is the tomahawk steak. Give me Kenneth Walker.
The Super Bowl MVP.
Let's do it.
All right. I mean, I don't know if he gets out there, but based on the information.
I don't think he will.
The information that we have right now, it says he's going to be out there. So let's offer him, let's go 4 years, $40 million. He's 26.
Yeah.
They'd structure this in a way that he would he wouldn't be here for all 4 years probably, but
right.
All right, 4 years and $40 million accepted by Kenneth Walker. All right, we're down to $55 million in cap space. It goes that quick.
It does.
A couple more spots I think we need to get to quickly here. Backup quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know where you go with that one.
Give me Uncle Jabu.
You want Jameis?
I want Jameis.
All right, let's see. Where is Mr. Winston? Did I miss him? Is he a free agent? He might have signed a 2-year deal.
I think he's a free agent. Is he not? Is he not showing up on there?
He is not. All right, no Jameis.
Okay.
Here are our options. Tyler Huntley, Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Kyle Allen, Sam Ellinger, Brett Rippin, Gardner Minshew. Anybody, anything piquing the interest here?
I mean, look, I like a Gardner Minshew, but you want to try to emulate what you have at quarterback right now. And I think a guy that likes to escape the pocket a little bit, kind of improvise, Tyler Huntley kind of fits that mold of a similarity to Cam Ward. That's kind of what I look at when it comes to roster construction.
You know who I want, and that's Tyrod Taylor.
I mean, bring him in. Why not?
Bring him in?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do Tyrod. He's 38, but or 37, but we'll give him 1 year, $3.5 million.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Tyrod Taylor is the Titans' backup quarterback. Last thing here in free agency, and then we'll move on to the draft. I know there are going to be other depth signings here. It's tough to go through like every single move that the team could make.
Right.
We probably need to look at the offensive line too.
Yeah, a little depth there.
You know, let's take a break here. This may take a little longer than we expected. We're going to try and get this all done in an hour. But when we come back, we'll finish up free agency. We'll dive into the draft. We are simulating the Titans offseason right now. Big moves that have been made so far. Alante Taylor brought in at cornerback. Romeo Doubs brought in at wide receiver. Kevin Byard returns as a safety option for the Titans on the back end. You got Kenneth Walker, the Super Bowl MVP in the backfield, and Tyrod Taylor is your backup quarterback after Will Levis was traded to the Rams. We are deep into this simulation at this point. We're going to look at the offensive and defensive line next, and then we'll start drafting. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly with you. Continuing along on our Titans offseason simulation, this is a lot more involved than I kind of thought it would be, but we are making good progress trying to go through all of free agency, all the tough decisions that Mike Borgonzi and his staff are going to have to make and into the draft, and see where we can get this roster. And so far, I think we made some good progress.
I think we have.
To just summarize some of the big moves. Cut L'Jarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, Tony Pollard, traded Will Levis, brought back Chigakonkwo, Alante Taylor is at cornerback, Romeo Doubs wide receiver, Kenneth Walker at running back, Kevin Byard is back at safety. Am I missing any other big ones?
Not that I can recall.
We've made a couple other small moves here and there, but we'll get to a recap at the end of the hour here. On the offensive line, we talked during the break, Elijah Vera Tucker, I think that's an easy one, former first-round pick. For the Jets, that could be your right guard. I'm not sure I feel confident Jackson Slater is going to be able to step in and start this year. So let's go 2 years, $13 million.
That's perfect.
Accepted. All right. You need a swing tackle, too. You mentioned Evan Neal. There's the thought he might push into guard, which I don't know if you want to risk that. But it is expensive if you go up. Like I mentioned Jermaine Illuminor. They've got him at $18 million a year. You're not paying that for a swing tackle. Let's see. How about this one? Rob Havenstein from the Rams. Veteran guy. Maybe would be okay stepping in as a swing tackle. It says rotational on here. Again, I don't know how much to believe this website exactly on the roles and stuff. But how about that can be your swing tackle?
I'm all right with that.
Let's go 1 year, $3.5 million.
Maybe a guy like Braxton Jones potentially as well from the Bears.
That could be an option.
That's an option.
I've got us down to $42 million here.
I like that.
In cap space. And Texter did make a very good point, 3555, said that the cap space isn't super important because the way they structure these deals, a lot of them would be backloaded. We're just going straight up and, you know, whatever the AAV is, that's what's getting put on the cap. Last signing here, and I think we should be good in free agency, edge. I think you need a rotational pass rusher. How about Yetur Gross-Matos?
I'm up for that.
Yeah, you know, Robert Saleh guy following him could be a starter for you at the beginning of the season, but then maybe you hope some of the young guys push him. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Look, I know we kind of going off the market value of whatever it's asking for.
Right.
It's a guy that's coming off a knee injury.
Yeah.
I'm giving him about probably 5-6% low under market value.
Like
10 mil, 2 years.
Okay, let's go 2 years, $20 million. How about that? Mm. Let's see if he accepts. I'll just go market value if he does. All right, he rejected it. $11.6 million. It's
cool
fine.
With that.
All right. That ends free agency, I think.
Okay.
How do we feel about the roster at this point?
I'm optimistic. I think that's a better way to put it. I'm optimistic about the additions to this team that, you know, maybe have 9 wins on their schedule.
I think you've upgraded a lot of the positions where you saw there was a lot of deficiencies this past year and not a lot of depth. So you brought in a couple of corners, a safety, a wide receiver, upgraded on the offensive line. I feel good about it. All right, it's time to draft. All right. We're going to do the full draft here. Beautiful. And remember, we have an extra fifth-round pick for trading Will Levis. So here we go. The Titans picking at number four. We might have to speed this. Oh, okay, got to start it. All right. Fernando Mendoza, Ruben Bain, Arvell Reese are the first three off the board. That is a tough spot.
Yikes.
What are you thinking here? We kind of set things up to go pass rusher. Do you go David Bailey here at four, or do you go with a wide receiver like a Carnell Tate?
I think that phone's ringing. Somebody trying to trade?
Like, no, I hope so, but...
Yeah, no.
Somebody is trying to trade. I don't know if I want to use these. Let's just see what some of the offers are. None of these are all that good. Yeah. I don't want to do the trades here because, like, I feel like you get unrealistic with some of that stuff. Right. We're going to stick and pick in this one. Hmm. Parker, what do you think? Sitting here at four with Bain and Reese off the board, do you go David Bailey and kind of end up on the wrong end of this run of pass rushers, or do you take a wide receiver?
Again, I would not take a wide receiver within the top four. I don't think any of them warrant that. So I'm going David Bailey.
You're going David Bailey?
I'm sticking with the edge rusher. Mm.
See, I just feel like getting David Bailey at four is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, he's rated 10th here, but, like, again, I'm not taking this website at its word.
At verbatim, right. I'll go David Bailey.
Okay.
Why not?
Let's take David Bailey. All right. With the fourth pick, the Tennessee Titans select David Bailey, pass rusher out of Texas Tech. All right, draft is going on. We're going to pick again here at 35. I'm thinking wide receiver is the right move, but if there's a cornerback sitting there, I wouldn't be against it. Maybe an offensive lineman too, depending on how the board falls. All right, we are coming on the clock. Top available players, you've got Lee Hunter, defensive tackle from Texas Tech, who had a big day at the Senior Bowl. Akeem Mesidor is out there, the pass rusher from Miami. You've got Chris Brazel from Tennessee at wide receiver. Chris Bell, Chris Johnson, all the Chris's from San Diego State at cornerback. What are we thinking here?
Might be a little bit of a stretch as well, but Indiana corner D'Angelo Pons.
See, I think he might be a slot guy, though. And it's like, do you take that guy at this early? I'm looking. I've put out wide receiver and cornerback as the only positions we're looking at. There's a lot of good wide receivers here. You've got Brazel, Bell, Zachariah Branch, Omar Cooper, Jeremy Bernard, Jacoby Lane. I think any of those guys sound pretty good to me.
Let's not forget about Elijah Surratt. That's a guy who can high point the football as well.
At corner, you've got Keith Abney from Arizona State, D'Angelo Pons, Indiana, Chris Johnson, San Diego State. I'm leaning receiver here. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, receiver seems like a logical answer. You kind of balance out your draft. You go defense and you go offense. So I'd be okay with an offensive player.
Parker, I'll let you pick the name here. Brazel, Bell, Branch, Cooper, Bernard. Who are you going with?
Oh, I'm really – so it's between Chris Bell, Jeremy Bernard, and I'm blanking because I can't see the names out in front of me.
It's Chris Brazel, Chris Bell, Zachariah Branch, Omar Cooper, Jeremy Bernard.
I'm going to go Chris Bell. Okay. I believe he has the highest upside.
Coming off the injury, but I like it. All right, Chris Bell from Louisville. You are the pick at number 35. Mm. All right. We'll get one more pick in here. We'll do day three and wrap up on the other side. And actually, we could just do day three during the commercial break and then give the
result. Yeah.
We could do that. Is there a time limit on there?
No, it's just going through here. Titans are coming back on the clock here at 66. Elijah Surratt fell all the way down to this one. Let's see. Cornerbacks. All right. So, Keontae Scott, I know he's kind of more of a safety, is up there. Here's one. Eli Stowers is sitting there on the board here at 66. Wow. I know we re-signed Chigakonkwo and you got Gunnar Helm. I feel like that might be a little bit of a luxury pick that we don't have the luxury of taking.
If you didn't re-sign Chig, then maybe.
Right. But I think that would have been the move. What are you guys thinking? Corner? Julian Neal from Arkansas is the top corner on the board. Keontae Scott from Miami. You've got Malik Muhammad from Texas. Devin Moore from Florida. Dalen Everett from Georgia, I know people like.
Yeah, I like the kid from Miami as well.
Keontae Scott?
Yes.
I kind of like that, too. He's the top player on the board based on this.
Yeah.
He's listed it as a safety, but I think he can play corner.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
And Malik Muhammad, too, is a dog.
Do you want to go Malik Muhammad here? I kind of like that.
For a true corner, let's do it.
Okay, yeah. Let's go Malik Muhammad at 66. All right, so we are through day two of the draft, and I think it's coming together pretty well. The draft pick so far, David Bailey was the pick at number four. Got Chris Bell, the wide receiver from Louisville, and Malik Muhammad, the cornerback from Texas, with the first three picks for the Titans. When we come back, we'll give you all the day three picks, and we will go through where this roster sits after we simulate the offseason here on day two of the NFL offseason. 615-737-1025. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly. Next man up, 1025 The Game. Next man up, 1025 The Game, wrapping up our offseason simulation for the Titans. We completed the day three draft during the break because, you know, you got to keep it on schedule here.
Yeah.
Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly. We have gone through everything. Cap casualties, free agency, the draft, and we are now going to give you the final product. Let me see if I can tell you who we drafted. Here we go. So during the break, I thought it was a pretty productive day three.
Yeah.
The Titans took Parker Brailsford with the 101st pick early in the fourth round, center out of Alabama. I love this pick. Harold Perkins out of LSU. Viewed as maybe a first-round pick, he's fallen down the board. He could either be a pass rusher or maybe more likely an outside linebacker in the 4-3. Mm-hmm. So got him at 140. J.C. Davis, tackle from Illinois at 142. Brought home Jacoby Thomas, the Tullahoma High School grad, safety from Miami at 167.
You got Jacoby Thomas there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, again, and like, I want to say, take all of these projections we're doing with a grain of salt, because, like, I don't know how accurate the board falling this way is.
Yeah, that's not happening, but that's a steal if so.
Jaden Ott at number 183, running back from Oklahoma, formerly at Cal, and then Josh Cuevas, the tight end slash H-back from Alabama. So that is where we ended up, and let me see if I can pull the roster up here. View updated depth chart. Here we go. So this is what the Titans ended up with after our offseason. At quarterback, Cam Ward, Tyrod Taylor is your backup. At running back, Kenneth Walker is your starter. You've got Tajay Spears as your backup. Kalel Mullings and Jaden Ott round out the depth chart. At wide receiver, Elik Iemanar, Chim Dike, Chris Bell, Romeo Doubs in free agency. We brought back Bryce Oliver. Looking back, I kind of wish we would have brought another depth piece in at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because you've got Xavier Restrepo and Mason Kinsey on the two deep now. But I like that group of Bell, Doubs, DK, Iemanar as your top four. Chigakonkwo is back at tight end, along with Gunnar Helm. The offensive line, plugging in Elijah Vera Tucker at right guard. Rob Havenstein becomes your swing tackle. Mm-hmm. And then added J.C. Davis as a backup project tackle. Parker Brailsford is your backup center behind Lloyd Cushenberry. And likely, maybe your eventual successor there.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the offense?
Not too shabby.
I kind of like it. I think I wish we did a little bit more at wide receiver. But outside of that, I think your running back room looks a lot better.
Yep.
With Walker, Spears, Ott, Mullings. The tight end group, we went with Chig coming back. And I think the offensive line is definitely deeper than it was last year.
Sorry, my computer died there.
No,
yeah,
you're no, good.
Yeah, I think it is looking a lot deeper. And again, you just need bodies in there right now that can just absorb football like a sponge.
Yep.
That's simple as that. Because under Robert Saleh, you're going to get those players that are going to be molded as true contenders for this team going forward.
On defense, brought in David Bailey with the first-round pick at number four. So that was the big addition there. Also have Yetur Gross-Matos on the defensive line to go with Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat. We brought back Sebastian Joseph Day as well. You bring in Harold Perkins at linebacker, pairing him with that group of Cody Barton, Cedric Gray, James Williams. And then we did a lot of work in the secondary. A lot of work. Brought back Daryl Baker, signed Alante Taylor, Jeff Okuda at cornerback, drafted Malik Muhammad in the third round. We're being told that we left the best cornerback on the board in Dalen Everett. I think this texter has said that before. Also brought back Kevin Byard and Jacoby Thomas. How about that? Just hometown guys rounding out the safety room.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be.
The mayor of Murfreesboro comes back, and then you bring in Tullahoma's own Jacoby Thomas. So that's the offseason right there. What do we think?
If I had to give it a grade, I'd go B minus, C plus. I don't want to go too high on the board because that'd be biased, but I think C plus, B minus is the right, I'd say, grade for this team. I think that's a 9-win team, if you ask me.
Yeah, I like it. We have a texter saying Chris Bell tore his ACL. He isn't playing next year. We understand he tore his ACL. We think that helped him slide to us a little bit.
Yes.
And
because he'd probably be a first-round pick if he didn't have
he
that.
He is going to play, by the way. Like, yeah. ACL tears don't take 13 months to get healed. Like, Jeffrey Simmons tore his during the draft process in 2019 and was playing by November. So Bell tore his in late November. I would guess he's probably not a full go in training camp, but maybe by week 1, week 2, he could be back. Yeah. I don't know. So I like the pick there. I feel good. The website gave us an A-.
Really?
Yep.
A-.
So we ended up with $30 million in cap space still. So we didn't break the bank completely. Here's the summary it says. You tighten the cap by cutting three players and extending one. The biggest move was releasing Calvin Ridley. You traded Will Levis to the Rams in exchange for a fifth-round pick. In free agency, you made 18 signings, headlined by Romeo Doubs. In the draft, you selected David Bailey with your first pick. Your cap is healthy at $30 million. Your restructures added $38 million in future dead money risk. So that's up there. I feel good about it. Yeah. Maybe we'll do this again. Like, 3-4 weeks down the road as we lead up to the offseason and kind of see where we stand after this. But it ends up filling out most of the needs. The big names that we brought in, Alante Taylor, Romeo Doubs, brought back Kevin Byard, brought in Kenneth Walker, added to the offensive line, and then David Bailey at number 4, Chris Bell at number 35, Malik Muhammad in the third round. So those are the big moves we made. I feel solid about it. I think that team is... It took advantage of the resources at its disposal, and you now have a team that is going to be more competitive this year with more young pillars that you can build around for the future.
Yeah, I like the defensive side of the ball when it comes to this draft that we just, you know, conjured up. The fact to get David Bailey, Harold Perkins, Malik Muhammad, and Jacoby Thomas, like those are, I wouldn't say pillar pieces, but they definitely are some, I'd say, foundational pieces for the next regime as they come in here.
I thought it was pretty good. And actually, I got a little, there's a little like image summary that it gives us. So I can, I'll put this out there on Twitter actually. And we will see if we get some thoughts on it. It gives a little summary of everything that happened. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland is called in. Adam, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, I think you did good. The only thing I want old dudes too, though, man. Because if you think of it, like when the Titans were good last, one of the biggest moves they made was I think bringing Logan Ryan in. And they don't talk about that name a lot when you talk about that era. But he was so pivotal in turning a really bad secondary into a very competitive secondary. And the reason I like it, and I say you don't have to really spend a whole lot on the defense, is that Robert Saleh lost Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and still got a ton of pressure with his defense. So I think he's going to ramp up whatever players you got. I'm not saying you don't need better players, but I would spend more on offense and do it by committee on defense. But I do want a couple of old players that can change the culture.
I think we did bring in a couple of old guys in there. Kevin Byard, big name. We brought my guy Tyrod Taylor in as the backup quarterback. Yeah. Rob Havenstein as kind of a depth tackle. So there are some old guys, but I do get what he's saying, that we kind of tried to lean towards
the youth
young guys who could be around here for a while.
And again, I'll defend that because – being on that youth movement, you want to have those core players you can have with that next regime, as I keep reiterating now. But again, you grab veteran glue guys. And I think, you know, looking at Kevin Byard's history with this team, along with his resume in general in the NFL, that's a guy you can bring back that's going to give you production.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel good about it. We'll put this out there on social media and see if anybody has more thoughts on this. We've gone through the entire offseason for the Titans, and we can do this again moving forward and see if anything changes. especially like we got Kenneth Walker in here. Yep. Maybe he gets tagged. We don't know. So that could change the math of everything that we're doing. But overall, I like it. Send your thoughts our way. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We will move on the other side. Big college basketball game tonight. Vanderbilt looking to bounce back against Auburn. We will preview that in the final hour of the show. Also, some interesting NFL news that I think has flown under the radar a little bit this week. We'll talk about it coming up next. 615-737-1025. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly. Next man up, 1025 The Game.